Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on July 3rd regarding Justin Williams. According to the records provided, Justin Williams was seen by Dr. Shore, S-H-O-R-E, at urgent care on 2-6-22 period. He reported being injured that same day. Appeared he had pain in the right elbow that began a few hours ago after twisting a tumble and turning a buckle latch. Appeared he felt a pop in his elbow. Appeared he woke up with his left hand swollen. Period. He denied prior or previous right elbow injury. Period. He had undergone the aforementioned left ulnar nerve surgery. Period. He was examined under x-rays of the right elbow and forearm that showed no fracture of the dislocation, but there was no significant soft tissue swelling. Period. An effusion of the elbow joint was noted. Period. He was then treated and released on modified activities. Period. A paragraph on 2-16-22. He was seen by Dr. Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. Period. Mr. Williams was known to this physician for treatment of the left elbow. Appeared he had returned to work full duty as a longshoreman and was doing well with no pain until this incident. Appeared after he felt the pop, he had pain on the lateral side of the elbow as well as swelling. Period. He continued to have difficulty with pain and full elbow extension. Period. He examined the right elbow, found mild swelling with no ecchymosis. But he was tender to palpation at the radial neck and mildly tender at the distal triceps insertion. But he had pain with pronation and supination. Period. He had a 10 degree elbow extension leg, but flexion was to 140 degrees. Period. Dr. Meyer diagnosed lateral epicondylitis of the right humerus, right elbow pain, closed fracture of the neck of the right radius, and triceps tendonitis. Period. She had him placed in a sling and prescribed naproxen. Period. He followed up with Dr. Meyer through 4-13-22 period. There was mild swelling, but he was non-tender to palpation at the radial neck or along the distal triceps insertion. But he had no pain with pronation, supination, and had full extension and flexion of the elbow. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement for this injury, with his fracture now healed. Period. The latter was seen on x-rays performed that day in the office. Period. New paragraph. The claimant was then seen by Dr. Sheeran, S-H-E-A-R-I-N, on an unspecified date. Period. He noted Mr. Williams' course of treatment to date. Appeared he ascertained a further surgical history involving left ulnar nerve decompression, left lateral epicondylar debridement with tendon repair, and left wrist dorsal ganglion excisional biopsy. Period. With respect to the right upper extremity, he did not appreciate gross deformity. Period. There was tenderness of the posterior lateral triceps and radial head and neck. Laterally, he does have tenderness. Period of motion was approximately 10 to 140 degrees. Period can supinate and pronate to 90 degrees without a block of motion. Period was neurologically intact. Period. At that point, he recommended physical therapy for the elbow in order to improve range of motion and strength. Period also could return to work in a modified duty capacity. Period, he anticipated maximum medical improvement in 3 to 6 weeks, which will be approximately 3 months from his injury. Period, next section, findings and conclusions. On 2-6-22, Justin Williams had pain and swelling in his right elbow after lashing a bay on a ship. Period, he was seen at urgent care the same day and underwent x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He then followed up with Dr. Meyer beginning 2-16-22. Period, she rendered additional diagnoses and ascertained a history of several prior left upper extremity surgeries. Period. Conservative care was rendered through 4-13-22 when clinical exam had full range of motion, etc. Period. His x-rays showed healing of the radial neck fracture. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and cleared for full duty on 4-12-22. Period. She noted the independent medical evaluation by Dr. Sheeran concurred with the conservative treatment plan. Period. On this visit, he felt ready to return to work. Period. In paragraph, this case will be rated for likely the closed fracture of the neck of the right radius, which is the most prominent diagnosis compared to lateral epicondylitis, right elbow pain, and triceps tendonitis. Period. End.